Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome back to That's a Gay Ass Podcast, the podcast that asks, whose fault is it that you're gay? This week, if you are my parent, do not listen. I have had two fully insane experiences that need their own episode, so please buckle the brunch up. And that does apply also to my siblings, my in-laws, sisters-in-law, brothers-in-law, parents. And this is one of those episodes that I'm grateful that you press play, and I mean that. But sometimes we got to sit this one out, and this you're going to hear things about me you don't want to hear. And yes, that's a bit of a foreplay to tell you that my gay brain exploded and was awakened and opened based on, again, these two experiences. Now, before I get into the actual episode itself, I will now refer to any listeners who might not love a sexual content moment. I assume most of you are not only okay with it, but emphatically supportive. But a quick trigger warning, we do talk about sex. And outdoor, indoor, and everything in between. So if you like this solo episode, do me a flav, let me know, send a DM, tag me on Instagram or wherever else at Gay Ass Podcast. And if you've not left a 5-star review, this is your chance, mama. I love hearing those incredible reviews, and my love language, I guess, is 5 stars. Enjoy the ep. I love you. And voulez-vous coucher avec moi? So listen, I took my shower, I smoked some weed, and I'm ready. Because listen up, I was out and about at one of those gay Sunday parties, the one called Hot Dog. I'm not sure if I've talked about that one specifically, but I met a listener who introduced himself to me. He was a very cute listener, and he said nice things about the podcast, but something he said that surprised me is he said that he would like to hear more solo episodes. And I was like, I feel like someone's paying you to say this. He said, no, he just thinks it would be interesting to get my perspective on other topics and or more of the same topics. And I started to feel nervous thinking about that because, you know, I have the imposter syndrome or the insecurities or the critics in my head being like, you have nothing to talk about. Why would you do it? No one would care. But this week, I know you're going to care. I know you're going to care. Because there's been some insane shit that has been going on in mi casa. Chez moi. Babait, bitch. So this episode is going to be about two sexy times that I had, but also what it brought up from within. Let me first say, before I get into the first sexy event of the last week, the whole strike of it all. Now, I am, of course, with the WGA, with SAG. Like, I'm supportive through and through, but I was like, fuck, is this podcast going to be in hot water or just not allowed to go with the strike? And the gorgeous news is that I did the research, and because this is an independent podcast, we're Gucci. So I even recorded with someone who just did the Neil Patrick Harris, David Burka Hulu show, Drag Me to Dinner. And I made sure to ask before we record, you know, what can we say and what can't we say? Someone asked me the other day if I am a part of the unions yet. I'm basically not WGA, but I am SAG eligible, meaning I am in SAG if I want to be, but I have not joined because of the $3,000 dues that then usually for the jobs that I am going out for are paying less than that. So I'd be losing money. So anywho, close to, we'll be SAG hopefully any day. And WGA, come on, let's manifest. So now that that's out of the way, the first sexy sitch. And again, I just want to acknowledge that I do feel a little nervous about talking about certain things only because I still have that shame that I am so much further along in my journey than I was even 1 or 2 years ago. But I don't know if you remember this from my journey, but I have a joke about how my brother and I, my twin brother and I, had sex talks before college, where his was 3 minutes long, you know, wear a condom, have some fun, high five. And my parents come back in my room. 3 hours later, I'm in tears because I found out an older gay man would violate my tushy. And then I would get HIV. Like, that literally, like, it, my parents did not mean to, but they freaked me out. They said, you're going to move to New York. You're going to, it's going to be, you know, if you're careful with people taking advantage of you, protection, protection, protection. So, like, and I get it. My parents grew up witnessing the 80s and the AIDS epidemic. And so I know that the place it was coming from was only to protect, but, you know, it's hard. So I, you know, went into college just mixed in how I felt. On one side, beyond horny. I had just come out. I was ready to souk it. Oop. But like, just suck, souk, duke. Eating ass was going to take me, it took me a beat. But the other side of me was just freaked out, very freaked out. And I'm not joking. I always thought I was getting an STD after any encounter. And that includes like encounters where it was statistically impossible. Before I was with Matt, this was a long time ago. I had my first ever steam room experience. And by experience, I mean, I was just like, the eye fucking was there and I touched myself, truly. But to give you a peek behind the Jewish curtain of my neuroses, after the encounter, which again, I may have like grazed my hand over one man's member. I Googled when I got home possible STDs I could have gotten. From a half handshake with one dick for like truly deranged. But that's just how the cookie crumbled in my horny, scary, and scared mind. So I'm giving you that context because I've had two experiences this past week that are so monumental, but also even talking about them still brings some of that fear up. So now that I've done my therapy speak to myself on my own podcast while you listen, I went to a gay nude beach. Bitch. Oh my God. I went to Black's Beach, you know, San Diego. And if you are not familiar, Black's Beach is a beach where you're obviously allowed to be nude, but there's the northern part of it is like known as the gay part. And I know there's beaches all around the country, all around the world that have, you know, like the gay part or the gay beach. Well, this is the gay nude beach of San Diego. And I've heard about it for years and like seen people I know post that they were there, but no one close enough to me where I was like, well, what actually goes down? So what ended up happening is I was invited by friends who were in town, and I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity that I cannot pass up. Not only is it a 2-hour drive from LA, but I've been going through this funk. I mean, I said it last week. I just post June, the exhaustion finally has worn off where I don't feel like I'm just like under a shroud of devastating fatigue. But I was still, and I'm still, getting out of that place of, gosh, that all happened and now I have nothing to look forward to, which I'm learning, as we all do, it's just all about perspective. So I said yes. I was like, I'm going to drive these 2 hours to Black's Beach. The plan was to go with Matt, but our friends weren't going to be in town for the weekend. They only could go during the week. And I have a more flexible sketch. So I went and Matt stayed. And I already had a therapeutic experience getting there because I listened to the Aida Broadway cast recording screaming along to Heather Headley. And by the time I got there, I'm sure I sounded like a smoker. And they were like, wait, how many dicks did you already suck? And I was like, no. It's Adam Pascal's. Did I take a step too far? Thank you so much. So they had warned me that there is quite a hike to get down there and to get to the actual beach, gay beach. And I was like, yeah, I mean, the blogs have told me, I've heard, but it can't be that bad. Honeys, it was that bad. It's so vertical and there's nothing to hold on to. And I did fall on my back and scrape my lower back, but honestly, worth it, because once I got to the beach, you see some straight people, you see some women, but the further you go north, it becomes pretty clear that the ladies have dropped and it's just the gay men's. And the first thing I noticed that really tickled my fancy was the daddy who was sitting kind of up. You know, I was walking close to the water, and to my right, pretty far away, this old man was just sitting there naked, but like his hand was on his thick dick, and he was just clearly kind of just like Lucy LaDuca letting loose with the bulging hange, if you will. So already I'm like, wow, okay, this is happening. And I see some, obviously most people are naked, there's some who are not, but it was so cool to see how many different types of body types, ages, all of it. And I finally find a spot that I think is good, and my friends haven't arrived yet. So I get all my stuff out, I look behind me, and there's yet another daddy. And you're noticing a theme here. So I don't pay any attention to him except a little look-see just to see what's going on every now and again, but really not thinking anything, because he reads as not only cold, but like he reads straight. I know he wasn't because of where he was, but you know, he just didn't have like the most like, yeah, come on and chat with me energy. Or I fuck you. It was some furtive glances. Well, to get to the end of his chapter, I finally go out to the water, and I'm wearing a Speedo at this point. I was like, I don't know, I feel like I'm not ready to take it off right away. I'm going too soon, but I keep it on. And then he wades in the water next to me, and I look over and I'm like, oh shit, okay. I don't think this is necessarily a pass he's making, but I do think it's he's intrigued. So I look over, he looks over at me, and really, again, it's nothing too overt, but just enough that it's exciting. And so I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take my Speedo off. And so I do. I drop the Speedo, and it felt hot. And I was like, oh my God, I'm naked in the ocean with a hot daddy. And the second that started happening, I'm not kidding, I hear Eric. Cut to my friend showing up. I have my Speedo in my right hand. I'm standing 6 feet away from this daddy. And I like skedaddle back to the towel and say hello. And I learned quickly that the beach, you know, certain things can happen. And I saw, again, a little bit, not a ton on the actual beach, but it's the dunes behind where it goes down. And when I say goes down, I mean like that's, if you want to go hook up, that's the very clear answer that everyone knows who goes there, is the impression I get. And when I went up to look at it, my first thought was it literally feels like an outdoor bathhouse. Like you see hallways almost through the brush, through the trees, that are like trails, and there's some areas that are shaded, some that are not, but like you just walk and then you just like see other people walking naked and just kind of like looking around and then seeing if they can find a connection and whatever. But it was, I'm not joking, like a mind-breaking experience, only because it's the first time that I've experienced something that free and overt, and that's the theme of the other experience as well. But before I get into that, I will just say that if you're wondering if I had any experience, I'm going to be respectful to Matt and keep it short. Honey, I did. So there's a lot more to come with what happened the day later. The next day, Matt and I wake up and had no plans for the day. We were going to see our friends that night for maybe a little game night. So we're just hanging out. I was exhausted from driving the 2 hours back to LA because I went out for a friend's birthday after. And I felt beyond exhausted to like go from a gay nude beach and then go out in West Hollywood in LA. It's like, I love being gay as much, if not more, than the next person. I have a fucking gay podcast, but that many hours of gay in a day, that's why Pride took so much out of me. Like LA doing 2 prides in a row, flying to Texas for Pride, then New York. It was like incredible, but again, led to 2 weeks of death. I digress. We're exhausted on the day after this San Diego Black Speech experience. And a friend of mine is DMing me talking about something I had posted. Oh, I think it was my Samantha Brown post because I'm manifesting a travel show he actually told me he hates Samantha Brown. And then right as I went to block him, he said, "That's too harsh. I just..." And then he said why he is not maybe the biggest fan, but he's like, "That's too harsh. I'm learning." And I said, I respect that. Because she is mother. But he tells me that his plans for the day are to go to a friend's pool party, but it's a nude pool party. I said, gee, like, what is the universe, mother universe, supplying? All of these experiences that I am embarrassed to say, I'll be 34 soon, and I'm an almost 34-year-old gay man who I feel behind in certain cultural touchstones. And I know that a lot of people listening now, I'm sure, are actually the same as me, which is that you just didn't know they existed, or just didn't even know you wanted to check it out. I mean, if you told me this 5 years ago, I would have said, no, I would have said, oh, gay nude party, you have fun. Gay nude beach, like a very soft maybe. Like, that's how I would have been 5 years ago. But because of this new chapter in a new city, and Matt and I are about to hit 10 years, and so it's like you have just a base level of trust and communication and understanding, that I've said yes and equally felt excited and overwhelmed, but also felt like, am I behind? So when he said that he was going to this naked pool party, I of course was like, oh, that would be fun, but you know, I'm not going to ask for an invite. I put myself out there in many ways, but in that way I was like, it doesn't feel like that's the vibe. Well, lo and behold, 3 hours later, truly just relaxing, nope, Matt had just left to go pick up something for the garden or something like that. And I get a message from Garrett, and he says, oh, actually, my friend hosting the party says it's cool if I bring a couple friends. Do you want to come? I call Matt immediately. He turns around, and we get ready for the pool. We show up, not having many expectations. I ask my friend what usually happens at these types of parties. Is it just swimming? Is it just sex? Is it a mix? He said, mix. He says, mixologist. He says, you know, a lot of people just hang out in the pool. Some people are messing around, and some people are just watching people mess around. I said, oh, choose your own adventure. I like the sound of that. So I again bring my weed. I bring my Speedo. And that Speedo is what I wear for the first 2 hours. No shame. I'm not ashamed to say that. Matt and I introduce ourselves to the host. He was incredibly nice. Our friend that told me about it and got us the invite was so great. Showed us around. And after we met the host, we sat in a shady area, kept our Speedos on, and found a new friend. And for my Carrie Bradshaw moment, I will use a synonym. Companion. No, I'm going to use a different name, a pseudonym, and we're going to call him Jersey. And Jersey was a New Jersey Jew who we immediately were like, oh, mishpucha, we're family. So we start talking, and it's ultimately just a hilarious, great conversation. I meet his husband. He is hilarious, great conversation. But as this is happening, I witness things. I witness people in the pool who are naked, and most people were naked, I would say. Few people were not. But I would notice some hands, sure, but then like mouths on D's. And very nonchalant, it was a social event. Reiterating, my mind broke because I've never been in a situation like that ever in my life. And for those 2 hours that we sat talking, it just kind of crept up in scale very gradually to the point where I looked over and I did see full-blown fucking. And that's when I was like, okay, this is happening around me quite close. So I still don't feel comfortable to take the Speedo off, but I do feel comfortable like looking at it. I mean, streaming wishes. I go get a drink, which also helped. Crossfaded. And then it hit closer to home because Jersey said goodbye to his husband, who had gone to the room I found out around the corner was the Orgy Palace. That is where the groups of the men went to fuck. And while that husband goes to that room, Jersey starts touching the other person sitting in our area. And I swear to God, I was like, and you know, that's why when I was in fourth grade, as he leans down to eat this man's hole. Whatever story I was telling, I was like, oh, and he comes back up and he goes, I'm sorry, am I being rude? I went, no, God, no. I'm like, why am I Charlotte York right now? That is not what I anticipated. And I'm sure if you listen to this podcast, you probably would not anticipate that either. But it's just what physically happened to me. I had this like physical like nervousness that was equally intrigued and excited and then equally terrified. Well, the elephant in the room that I have not told you yet is once the majority of people's Speedos were off, you would have thought we were at a Monster Cock conference. You would have thought we were at the Big Dick Destination. You would have thought we were driving the huge D SUV. It was fucking insane how big these people's dicks were. And I'm talking Coke can, two Coke cans. I'm talking like a thickness and a length that transcended my idea of reality. I thought you only saw that on Twitter. And because I told you this was going to be a sex-filled podcast, I'm hoping that you're still sticking along with me and my warnings got the people who shouldn't be hearing this out. But I decided that I was not going to get really involved with the action overtly. Did I go to the drinks area and find there was a solo snack, which was a box of Trader Joe's black and white cookies? I did. Did I watch fucking while gleefully downing three of those black and white cookies? I did. And I found that the framing of the whole thing was cinematic. I was sitting in essentially an audience, and there was this was like a back house that had a big wide open door, even like a garage. I don't even remember, but it was like had a little frame around it, and the action inside of that, I felt like I was watching a movie in real life. Jersey even turned to me twice and said, isn't it so great that as gay people we get to do this? And isn't it sad that a lot of straight people can't? And he qualified by saying, I know some straight people do, but come on. Isn't this great? And I said, I could not agree more. It just felt so liberating, vulnerable, but ultimately an experience that is worthy of being talked about on a podcast. And if I ever write a book one day, I mean, this is like a true Springs awakening. And just to make sure I've given you a clear enough picture, I want to tell you the actual people at this event, a couple of friends I told were like, was it giving like YMCA locker room? Like, were you seeing a lot of people that you were into? And the answer is yes. Like, it was another reason why I felt so out of body is the people were just like many different body types. But the big dickage of it all, plus how hot everyone was and I think how in their bodies they were and sexy, it felt like the rules of society did not apply, so much to the point where it was a very obviously closed in backyard pool area. Never once felt like we would be seen by anyone. But the second I left the house and we walked to the car, I almost started to feel like I was doing a walk of shame until I realized no one knows what we were doing in there. And then I realized, oh my God, no one knows what we were doing in there. And how cool is that? It felt like the rules of society did not apply. I know they did, but it was giving, like, if the Hunger Games, what's the fucking, like, if the Capitol, but was, like, good and fun and did not take away people's civil rights.
If I remember Mockingjay correctly.
I want to give a shout out to everyone who messaged me about last week's episode with Jess. She does Finding Fire Island. We talked about not only all those amazing gay towns, but we talked about our involvement with casting Jenna Lyons on the new Real Housewives of New York. And I just want to put on record that if anybody here watched the first episode of the new cast of Real Housewives of New York, I had basement level expectations, and I feel bad saying that, but I did because of my allegiance, my loyalty to my past girlies, as problematic as many of them are. I was like, it feels wrong to watch, and they turned it out. I mean, Jenna Lyons is cuckoo kachoo. Her apartment her gorgeous dog is not Cuckoo Choo. He's perfect. But we get a Jewish housewife. We have model. We have villain bitch who's obsessed with hating on Catch. I mean, I gotta say it. I'm optimistic for the future of Roni. So raise a glass to taking chances. And raise a glass to this horny episode. I want to thank you for listening. And if these solo apps are something you like, feel free to message me. I am very open to this either being something that comes up every once in a while or doing it as a Patreon bonus sitch. So I love the DMs. And if you want more or if you have any feedback, I'm all ears and all whole. That does it for That's a Gay Ass Podcast this week. Do me a huge favor and click the 5 stars on your app of choice. It is such a big deal when you do this, and I want to thank the recent reviews, the one that said they loved the Jess episode. I did too. And maybe I'll shout yours out if you make it nice and spicy for your 5-star. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay gay, stay horny, and ILYFM.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.